because you're making my record skip. Okay, thank you. Okay, it's great that you're partying and having a great time, but again, you're dancing too close to my record table, so be very careful and please dance over there. Okay, everyone, let's jump. Okay, yeah, keep partying. Don't dance so close to my record. I'm going to see if I can hook up my cassette player, and hopefully we'll be really ready to party then. Oh, one more thing. Live from Richland Center, it's Those Were the Days. Party on!
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end.
Well, good evening, rock and rollers. Welcome to Those Were the Days. Our program is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Minden Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W Restaurant, Jay's Power Center, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, and Center Cinema. Hello, everybody. We have an abbreviated version of Those Were the Days to begin. We have high school basketball coming up, regional championship action between Ithaca and Potosi, and then we'll bring it on back with some more regular features and requests later on tonight, and trivia when I make it back, courtesy of the WRCO Pedal Helicopter. Also, we put the focus on the year of 1984. This song was number one this very date in 84. Do you remember?
So round.
One of the top groups of 1984, Huey Lewis and the News. And that song is number 10 this week in the 1984 survey. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff coming from 1984 here on Memorex. And we'll be joining basketball coming up in the next half hour or so, getting into the pregame show before Ithaca and Potosi in regional championship basketball. 1984, it was the year that John Lennon had a posthumous hit. This song was from the last sessions that he was recording prior to his untimely death, assassinated in December of 1980. But early 1984, this song was on Top 40 Radio. Ball.
Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs. All of something happening, nothing going on. There's all of something cooking, nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got. The place for us movies, you just gotta lay around.
John Lennon from 1984 on Those Were the Days. Coming up, movie music from 1984 and the person responsible for The Simpsons had a hit record. More coming up here on Those Were the Days. Here is Tony Johnson from Center Cinema Twins talking about upcoming events in Richland Center.
Outdoor is dinner at the Starlight from 4 to 7 on March 9th, and come on out, and we'll have full concessions and no movie, but full concessions, and come out and check out our burgers and our great staff.
By the end of the month, though, there will be a showing at the Outdoor. That's a good sign of spring, Tony.
It is. Godzilla vs. Kong, the new one, and it's going to be on only Saturday night, but March 30th, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there.
At the indoor, anything that comes to mind you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, upcoming next weekend is Kung Fu Panda and Dune 2. If you're interested in private showing, hit us up on our website, and originalmovies.com is where you can see showtimes.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Only Culligan has been in the water softening business for over 80 years and is backed by the industry's strongest warranty. Culligan knows a water softener must be set properly for hardness and your water use to work efficiently. And the Culligan man can perform a 10-point inspection that includes sanitization on any brand water softener. Ensure that you're not wasting salt and water by calling your local Culligan man today. Or go online, CulliganofSouthwestWisconsin.com, and get an inspect and check.
The top movies of 1984, there were a lot of good ones and a lot of good soundtracks as well. Maybe none more popular during 84 than this one. From the king of soundtracks, Kenny Loggins and Footloose on Those Were the Days.
Car. Hater, forward, oh tell me what I got. I've
lovely music from Kenny Loggins from our featured year of 1984. Phil Nee with you ahead of our Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show leading toward basketball coming up. And then we hope you'll come on back with us because we have some music in between time. We'll be taking requests later on tonight. So the last two or three hours of Those Were the Days, we'll be taking requests and playing trivia. So hang on to that for regular features. Looking forward to kind of getting back into the regular swing of things, too. So we're going to see if we can get the Bulldogs a win tonight and then bring them back and celebrate with some great tunes, the best tunes of all time. We mentioned the person responsible for The Simpsons in a lot of ways, and it was a person by the name of Tracy Ullman, who had her own comedy show on the Fox TV network, and The Simpsons first showed up on her show as little comedy bits, and as a result, The Simpsons got their own half-hour show, and the rest is history, and the Tracy Ullman show is kind of lost in pop history. But Tracy Ullman had a song on the charts in 1984, and this is one of those, and I've had a few in my life over the years where I'm tuning through the radio, and all of a sudden, what is this? Why is this playing on a top 40 station? It sounded like an old throwback, a girl group song from the 60s. But it became a big hit called They Don't Know.
You bet for me.
Number six record this weekend of 1984, Boy George and Culture Club, and Karma Chameleon. Oh, my goodness. Thanks so much for joining us. We got more where that came from. Coming up after basketball. Coming up next, the Bulldogs and Potosi pregame show straight ahead. Phil Lee wishing you all the best, and thanks for sharing along the way some of your memories through the years. Those were the days, my friend. One more from 84 before the game.
There's a black man with black hair. A woman in the kitchen cleaning up the evening slime, and he looks at her and says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free?" Houses for you and me. Just like everything else, those old crazy dreams just kind of came away.
Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home.
It is time for the pregame show on WRCL. Hello, everyone. It's time for tonight's pregame show leading toward WIAA Regional Championship Boys Basketball. The Ithaca Bulldogs are at Potosi. And we have a call for you coming up tonight following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. The 2023 model year-end clearance is happening right now while supplies last. Save up to $16,000 on select models. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
Regional Championship Boys Basketball games tonight in Division II. Milton plays at Mount Horeb. It's Stoughton hosting Monona Grove. Wauwatosa West is at Beaver Dam as well. In Division III games, River Valley season continues as seventh seed, playing the number three seed Wisconsin Dells Chiefs. That's tonight at Wisconsin Dells High School. Platteville is home against Lodi. Lakeside Lutheran hosts Turner, and Waupun is at Lake Mills. Action coming up tonight in Division 4. Mineral Point is home against Lancaster, and Belleville is at Darlington. Marshall will be hosting Poinette, and Randolph hosts Deerfield. Coming up in Division 5 this evening, Cochran Fountain City is playing at Royal. It's River Ridge at Cashton. And the number one seed Potosi is taking on number five Ithaca, and that game is coming up tonight on the radio. Join us for the action from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Our pregame show continues in just a moment.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Potosi coach Mike Uppina joins us. Coach, congratulations on making it this far. Was this team kind of destined? Did you think we're going to have a good year?
Bringing back what we did, you know, from last year's team, we had a nice season last year. I knew there was potential, so we were all looking forward to it, getting things started. We had a nice summer, so yeah, I would expect that everybody thought we should be here.
You had this game with Ithaca tonight. You've been watching some film on them. What stands out in the scouting report?
Oh, they got a bunch of quick guards that and a little bit of size, and they love to shoot the three. Those guys can, and really from anywhere, they can fill it up in a hurry. They're quick. They're good defensively. They're just a really solid team that you know, and a couple, especially the Channing boy, can really fill it up.
So from your standpoint, what does Potosi have to do well?
Well, I think Hillsborough helped us a little bit last night. Get ready for this. They had some guys that could shoot from deep, and we're looking to score threes right away. So hopefully we can take some of that energy that we brought last night and put it to this game and defend us as solidly as we have been lately.
Great atmosphere for high school basketball. You have two small communities that love their schools, and this is what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. This time of year is crazy, and it's fun for everybody. It's just, it's a whirlwind sometimes. You don't have a lot of time to get ready, but nobody does, so you're all on the same even keel, and, the crowd is there. They're excited, and it's hard to believe that it's 60 degrees outside in March 2nd, but hopefully it doesn't get too hot in the gym tonight.
Right. Your size, you think that's going to give you a little bit of an advantage tonight against Ithaca?
Ken, and size can be different. Hopefully we can defend with our size and our length and defend their quickness. Maybe we can take advantage of that a little bit inside. Hopefully on the board. We really need to make sure we get on the glasses. They do shoot a lot of threes, and there's going to be long rebounds, and we have to make sure we're boxing out.
Was there a game this year where you thought maybe it was kind of a turning point, maybe a light bulb moment for you? Because I know you played a tough schedule.
We had a very tough schedule. And I think that had to do with us getting this lead that we got because of our schedule. So I don't know if there's a light bulb. Maybe one game where we lost at home against River Ridge where we had to kind of like, what are we doing? Kind of unzip a little bit and get back to the basics somewhat a little bit. And and refocus, and I feel like that was part of that, and I don't think we've lost since, I believe. So,
good to see you, Mike. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
You bet. Mike Hoffman will join us on WRCO Sports.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way, by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Ithaca boys coach Mike Benson joins us. Mike, quite a win last night. Wasn't that a great atmosphere for high school basketball?
That was. That was a very packed house, noisy as can be, which we expected, and that's why we went with hand signals, so this way we could communicate instead of, you know, yelling what we want to do. So it was fun.
I think down the stretch, some of the things you talked about that you needed to improve on, one of those was free throw shooting. That really lifted you in the end, didn't it?
It did. Down the stretch, we went 6-for-6 and, you know, iced the game for us, which that's what we need to do and need to hit in those key moments, and going to have to keep doing that going forward.
Channing Brown and Sammy Clary both had some unbelievable threes. Do you just kind of throw up your hands and, you know, where did that come from, or are you kind of used to it by now?
I'm used to it. They practice that stuff all the time, and they're the two that I give the green light to shoot deep like they do. And funny part is they probably shoot better shooting farther away from the hoop than they do close to the hoop. So if it's a good shot for them, I just let them launch it, and it doesn't surprise me when it goes in, honestly.
Well, certainly a couple of games behind you, tough ones, and they get tougher with every level, don't they?
They do. There's nothing easy in the playoffs, especially in our bracket. But hey, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So we're preparing for Potosi tonight and go give them our best shot.
So give us a rundown of what you've noticed in the early looking at the films and some of the scouting report, Mike.
Potosi, they're a taller team, so you're gonna have to box out. They like to slash through the middle. They got a nice mid-range jump shot. They're an okay three-point shooting team, but they're more that 8 to 12-foot range jump shot team, and then they got a bigger guy, not taller, just a little bit broader, stronger, that likes to pound down low and, you know, try to power his way for an easy basket. So we're going to have to beat them to their spots. Don't let them slash to where they want to go. Just cut off the middle more. Last night, we did okay in that. We have to get a little bit better because we did cut it off, but Crawford got like within 6 or 8 feet. We need to cut these guys off even sooner before they get in the middle there, because they are tall and they'll shoot over top of us.
Ithaca boys coach Mike Benson, our guest on the pregame show.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Mike Benson, Ithaca boys basketball coach, is our guest on the pregame show. Mike, facing Potosi, do you have a lot of common opponents?
Yeah, they've played Wazika. That one went to overtime, and Potosi pulled it out. And then they played Cassville and won that one on a last-second shot. So we played both of those. Obviously, played Wazika twice and played Cassville. So watch game film on them and try to pick some things out that they did well to help us out. Potosi's really good. They're the one seed, but they're beatable.
Going down there to play in there, Jim, it can't be any more of a hostile environment than North Crawford. I mean, the fans are about the even there, but playing in somebody else's gym is tough to do. And at what point do you kind of just becomes another game?
We told them that, you know, let's be the spoiler. Let's be the villain. Go to other people's places and knock them out. That makes it even sweeter. It's fun playing at home, but if you can get a win on the road, knock a team out of the playoffs on their own home court, that just makes it even sweeter. Last night was prime example. Now we need to keep it going because every game's on the road from here on out if we want to get the state like we want to.
I thought you'd cut down on turnovers pretty well. I don't know what the final numbers were, but you didn't have too many unforced turnovers last night, did you?
No, I just got actually done with the stats right before you called here, Phil. But yeah, we only had 7 turnovers last night. And 5 of those were in the first half, so we only had 2 second halves. So took care of the ball very well against aggressive defense like that. That's really good. And, you know, rebounding-wise, we had 16 offensive rebounds, so we need to keep pounding the glass like we did last night. Overall, probably our best performance we've had all year, so doing it at the right time.
Yeah, I guess so. And if you can keep the turnovers down under 10 in any game, but especially in a game that moved like last night, that might be the most impressive stat of all, Mike.
It is, because both teams were running up and down, you know, 78-69 scoring game in high school. That's a lot of shots going up and a lot of passes being made to only turn over 7 times. That's very well done.
And I thought, you know, again, some unsung heroes on the inside, led by your sophomore, Devin Eim. He controlled the glass really well, didn't he?
Yeah, Devin ended up with 19 rebounds. He had 10 offensive rebounds, did very, very well. Ethan Burkham, he didn't get in the game much, but he came in like under 2 minutes left in the first half. He got a huge offensive rebound off of a missed free throw and kicked it out, and we got a three-pointer by Sammy right before halftime. That was a huge momentum swing for us. You know, they could have got the rebound, went down and scored and either been tied or down by 1. Instead, we're up by 6, you know, so that was a big... Those key little things, and we were actually diving on the floor for once. We keep pounding them all year to get every loose ball, and last night they were all out last night. It was fun to watch.
So again, more of the same tonight is going to be required if you're going to win this one, right?
Yeah, we have to do the exact same thing. Probably pick the defense up a little bit more, and everybody keep crashing the boards like we did last night, because Potosi's, they're a lot taller team than Crawford, and they'll crash the board. So really got to box out good and got to win the rebound battle. And when you're a smaller team, that's hard to do, but if you want to win, you got to do it.
Sounds good, Mike. As always, we appreciate you taking time to talk to us, and good luck. Go get that championship tonight.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Mike Benson joining us here on WRCO Radio Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Potosi High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's regional championship boys basketball. It's a hot time in the old town of Potosi tonight. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray. Henry, what an atmosphere tonight.
What an atmosphere to play basketball tonight, Phil. I tell you what, it's not an empty seat in the house, yeah.
You had a chance to see both teams. I saw a lot of common opponents of Potosi. I've not seen them. What do you expect from them?
I expect them to hit the boards hard. They have a kid named Wonderland. Gavin Wonderland. He's a senior, 6'4 senior. He'll hit the boards hard. Doesn't like a lot of contact, though. So if you're able, you probably want to put somebody on him and basically just be in his pocket the whole night.
So the Bulldog shooting is certainly something that, you know, sometimes the ball doesn't go in, but for them, they keep on trying.
They keep on shooting, they do. And that's been their motto all year, keep shooting. It's just like baseball, forget the last pitch. And then this here is forget the last shot, keep shooting. And that's going to be a key tonight. Who's going to hit the glass, Phil? And you told me that it's my responsibility for rebounds tonight, because that's going to be a big, big factor in this ball game.
Good luck, yes. And last night, my future daughter-in-law, Haley Kirshner, was keeping turnovers. And she got done with the game. She handed it to me, and I'm thinking, well, that was a nice effort, Haley.
Right.
I didn't say this, but I kind of thought it. I think I had 7 turnovers. I'm like, well, she had to miss some. But nice job, Haley.
Yeah.
And then I get down, and I the coaches, they only had 7 turnovers.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It's very impressive the way they throw the ball away, yeah. And they move all the time.
And they're going to have to do that tonight. I mean, both teams are going to have to play well. So, and I expect them to play well. Both very well-coached teams. For Ithaca, I think there's more Ithaca fans here than there are Potosi, so I think they've turned that hostile environment into something different.
Yeah, Ithaca fans travel well, no doubt about it.
They do. I mean, see a couple of people that we deal with every day, and what a huge event. You can hear them now.
Yes.
So it's going to be that way all night, Bill.
I think you and I are going to have to stand up on the top row of the
bleachers
to see, because we're behind the student section and they don't sit down. So
no, and that's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, except unless your radio guys up here.
Yeah, that's all right.
But no, it looks like we have a nice set of officials, and Coach Uppenall, Coach Benson, they're very, very both upbeat. And, they're both very professional when it comes to stuff like this. So I look forward to a great ball game.
You bet. Coming up, Ithaca, Potosi for the regional championship. And the right to play at Prairie du Chien High School next Thursday night in the sectional semifinal. Coming up here tonight from WRCO Radio Sports.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. Rural Mutual believes that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual has been the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started way back in 1965. From football to volleyball, and from soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our teams and our communities can work together to be true champions.
As Hank mentioned, Gavin Wunderland, the leading scorer for Potosi, 13 per ball game. Aiden Upana, 11 per ball game. And Dawson Weber, 11 points per ball game. Right now, it is time for our national anthem from Potosi High School prior to game time tonight. Tonight from Potosi High School.
It is loud in here.
It takes your head off sometimes.
Yes, it does.
So hopefully you can hear us at home as best you can. The starting lineups are being introduced for the folks that have gathered here tonight. We'll share those with you tonight for the Potosi Chieftains. Number one, Jackson Oyen, a junior. Number four, Dawson Weber, a junior. Number 23, Isaiah Groom, a junior. Aiden Upana, number 32, a junior. And Gavin Wunderland, number 34, a senior. So 6'6", 6'4", 6'2", they're inside.
Yeah, a big lineup there for Potosi.
On the other side for the Ithaca Bulldogs, number 4, senior, Micah Seltzer. Number 11, Channing Brown. He's a junior. Number 20, Wesley Nelson. He's a junior. Number 23, Sammy Clary, a junior. And number 24, sophomore, Devin I. Those are the starters for the Bulldogs. Channing averaging just over 23 a ball game. Devin I, 15. Sammy Clary averaging around 12. Rebounds per game, Devin I averaging over 9. Wesley Nelson just over 5. Sammy Clary averaging around 8 assists per ball game. Channing Brown averaging around 3. Those among the highlights for the Bulldogs this evening. And the spectator bus that arrives here at Potosi, bringing the fans in. And there's still some seats, Hank.
Yep, very few. But I think Devin Ives is going to be the key factor in tonight's ballgame, Phil, especially early in this game for the glass purposes.
I think so, too. And he really was last night. And the other unsung hero is Wesley Nelson.
Yes.
They're just real good athletic players.
And they're very methodical. They don't turn the basketball over. And that's what needs to happen.
And they get rebounds and they kick it out. And the other thing is, Wesley Nelson and Devin Ein, every once in a while, they'll stop out and shoot a three as well.
They will.
Yep. And they have the ability to do so. Teams coming out to the court now. The Bulldogs in their black with the
purple lettering, Potosi in the home white with maroon lettering. Here we go. We hope you enjoy it from Potosi. Ball is in the air, tipped and controlled by the Bulldogs. Clary with the basketball, brings it near side, three for Brown. Got it. Hey, what a start. Picked up where he left off last night. That kid is a shooter. My goodness. Ball comes across to Oyen. Back to the right side, Wunderland. And they still haven't gotten it across the 10-second line. They did. Ball comes to the near side. They'll go low. Potosi backing in. Nothing. And there's a leap-in leaner. It is good for Dawson Weber. 3-2 ball game. The Bulldogs will bring it here on the near side. Channing Brown with the basketball. Takes it right side. There's Sammy Clary. Clary with the ball. Shoots it low to Iam. Iam shot on the glass. Off the board. No good. Rebound Brown. Back to Iam. Devin with a head fake. Goes up. Ball stripped. Loose. Picked up by Potosi. And the Chieftains take it back the other way. 3-2. Ithaca leading. Potosi brings it across. Backing in now.